Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So look, obviously I'm biased on this deal as a former member of the news media, current member of the media. The idea to me that journalists should be cheering for the United States military is unbelievably preposterous. It's unbelievably preposterous. Now, talk hosts, opinion hosts, for sure, share your opinion, wave the flag, be pro-military. I'm pro-military. Our military operation, what they did with Iran over the weekend, I think, was phenomenal. You can believe that the operation was amazing. The bomber pilots were incredibly heroic. I do. It was a fantastic operation. And frankly, from a strategic standpoint, now look, it is tough to hold a ceasefire with Iran and Israel. So the jury's out. But let's be real. If it was not for the United States military involvement, if it was not for the extra pressure put on by our bombs flying towards their nuclear production plants, I mean, I think Israel and Iran would still be essentially trying to obliterate each other right now. So to me, there is tremendous success here. And also, man, the people running our government, crazy. You need to win the hearts and minds of the American people. And frankly, I think what we're witnessing is an incredibly cynical attempt to manipulate all of us because, you know, people love to hate the media. Here is what Pete Hegseth said. Do you really want the military to be do you really want the media to be cheering for the military? Or do you want the media to tell you what's going on? Which is the initial intelligence says that we didn't obliterate it. That's not a failure. That's not a failure. You are trying to do something very difficult. You hurt them. You had a victory in getting a ceasefire and stopping the firing back and forth between Iran and Israel. Victory, victory, victory. And you didn't blow the thing up. Grow up. But instead, you get this from Pete Hegseth today.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump because you want him not to be successful so bad. You have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful. How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it two or three times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35? or what it's like to man a Patriot battery, or how hard it is to refuel midair, giving the American people an understanding of how complex and sophisticated this mission really was. There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that, because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined because your people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible. And folks in this room are privy to that information because of the proximity here in the Pentagon. It's an important responsibility. And time again, classified information is leaked or peddled for political purposes to try to make the president look bad. And what's really happening is you're undermining the success of incredible B-2 pilots and incredible F-35 pilots and incredible refuelers and incredible air defenders who accomplished their mission, set back a nuclear program in ways that other presidents would have dreamed. How about we celebrate that? How about we talk about how special America is, that only we have these capabilities? I think it's too much to ask, unfortunately, for the fake news. So we're used to that. But we also have an opportunity to stand at the podium and read the truth of what's really happening. And the reality is, you want to call it destroyed, you want to call it defeated, you want to call it obliterated, choose your word. This was an historically successful attack, and we should celebrate it as Americans. And it gives us a chance to have peace, chance to have a deal, and an opportunity to prevent a nuclear Iran, which is something President Trump talked about for 20 years, and no other presidents had the courage to actually do.
All right, but we also can say, like, we didn't obliterate it. It's fine. It's not, like, I don't know why you have to act like acknowledging the reality is a failure. Now, do I think there are a lot of people in the media who cheer against Donald Trump? I do. Let's go to the phone, 651-461-9226. I do think that most Americans think the media is anti-military, just like most Americans, have decided to believe that the media is anti-police. Let's go to Greg in Golden Valley. I'm asking you what you guys think. Greg, what do you think?
Well, Jason, number one, the news leaked from guess who? CNN.
Yes.
Trump's favorite. They love him, right? Wrong.
No, they certainly don't.
Wrong. And new intel has come out in the last day or two from Israel saying that it is destroyed. Not like they thought, but they're not going to be able to use it for a couple years.
Right. Right.
That I heard today.
And if that's what it is, that's great. I think that, you know, I think we can criticize, and some of this is on us, right? Like, we read a headline, we read information, and you feel like, oh, well, it flopped. And like, no, I read it as this was the first chance to get a look at it. It doesn't look like it's as destroyed as maybe we hoped. But still, like, well, I think the results of this.
300 feet.
Go ahead.
It's 300 feet underground. And until the people are able, which Iran's not going to let them come in, until, number one, you can't get in there. We might not ever know.
We may never know. I totally agree with that. I would appreciate it more if the people who are the representatives of all of us, our government officials, would say, like, look, we may never know. We can't, you know, it's hard to get the real information on the front end. It's hard, even harder to get the real information now, you know.
But if you look at the experience of those bombs that dropped,
yes,
if you look at how they work, they've never failed before. The first one goes down 200 and some feet. The second one follows it and goes down another 200 feet. So now you're down right where they had their stuff. And they dropped 14 of them. So if you're going to tell me that it didn't do damage or didn't set back their program for a long time, then there's people a lot smarter than you and I. Then.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like no one's really, I mean, anyone who's being intellectually honest isn't saying that. But the CNN report that the White House is so mad about is saying early U.S. intel assessments suggest strikes on Iran did not destroy the core components of the country's nuclear program. And at this point, I haven't really heard the White House refute that. Instead, they're just saying, well, why aren't you saying how hard it is? Why aren't you saying how great these pilots are? You're like, well, that's not the issue. The issue is what is the level of effectiveness of the actual strike? Now, I think the effectiveness of the mission has been tremendous. It's been tremendous.
Yeah. I think they did. I think they did demolish it. But
I hope so. I hope
they
did.
Now they're saying that they could have taken some of that 60% uranium and moved it. So that becomes a whole new game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad, honestly, like my view on this is I'm glad that President Trump took action. I'm glad that the U.S. intervened, that something that was going to drag on for months and was going to be devastating for Israel and for the people of Iran has calmed. Will it hold? We don't know, but we have a shot, and we wouldn't have had a shot without the attack. So
no.
All the credit.
Yeah.
Could you imagine
if they did have a nuclear bomb, the way that they act and the way they say death to America?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it takes me back
to you.
Yeah, thank you for the call and for listening. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
There goes Greg in Apple Valley. Mark in Minneapolis, you're on. Oh, can I give an update on the Twins, by the way, because we are in rain delay, but the Twins have set a tentative start time for 4:30. So they'll get the tarp off. They'll get the field ready. But tentative start time is 4:30. And we'll, of course, get you over to Target Field for that as soon as they get it going. All right, let's get to Mark. Mark, you're on CCO. Thanks for calling. What do you think about this idea that the media should be maybe more positive, more cheerleader-ish for the military?
Well, I think, start with Hegseth, first off. His comments and the comments from the administration about the reports that it wasn't a 100% successful raid, thou protesteth too much, methinks. You know, very Shakespearean and the whole drama and everything. But I don't think that we should have an American Secretary of Defense demanding everybody basically get in lockstep with whatever, I hate to use the P word, but I'll say propaganda. I mean, basically, what you're saying.
That's what they're asking
everybody
for,
needs
right?
Everybody needs to be on the same page with us. Is not an American thing. And that has never happened, and I don't think it ever would. I am a little surprised that I haven't seen this, and I bounce around between a lot of different news sources on different points in the spectrum. One thing I have not seen is there's a few people poo-pooing the fact that the Iranians got stuff out of there. As much bluster as Trump has been putting out about he's going to bomb in 2 weeks, going to bomb this, I would be incredibly surprised if they were stupid enough to leave everything right where it always was.
It would seem ridiculous that they would do that, right?
Yeah, so the fact that they may have moved or gotten the opportunity to move out some of their stuff, I can't see the Iranians sitting around, he's just talk. He's not going to bomb us, and just leaving everything the way it was. So I think there's probably a whole lot of gray that we are not seeing as usual, and will probably never see. But it does not surprise me. It would not surprise me to find out that our raid was not the 100% success that Hegseth and his ilk would have you believe.
Yeah, and that doesn't take anything away from the bravery of those fighter pilots. It doesn't take anything away from the guts, honestly, to say like, nope, let's intervene. We need to stop this before it gets out of control. It is like it. Your word was propaganda. And I do think, and maybe I'm being too negative about sort of the information knowledge of the American people, but I do think most Americans want the media to be more boosterish about the military. Most of us love the military. Most of us love the flag, love our country. And so I think sometimes people, understandably in some cases, but I think the White House, it's a cynical manipulation. I think it's understanding if a regular American says, like, man, why is the media so negative about this stuff? But when you have Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, to me, Hegseth, who was a Fox News host and anchor himself, it's a cynical manipulation trying to just, again, turn America against the media so they believe only one source, and that source is them.
Yeah, and I agree with you on all that, and I think the cynical word, I think if America is going to survive as a democracy, we need a certain level of cynicism. In both the media and in the general public. But one more thing I think that we're overlooking, and I know this on a personal level. I've got a friend who's got a son in the Air Force right now that's kind of in the middle. There's a lot of things that are going into what people are feeling about this. I've got a friend deployed with the National Guard over in Iraq right now. So you can be supportive of the military and proud of the military and love the military, but it's like in a relationship sometimes. You can love somebody, but you may not be happy with all the things they do or say.
That's very good. Very good. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening and for calling, Mark. Lots of good text, too. You would be touchy, too, as if President Trump, who has spent the last 10 years being denigrated and lied about with everything and anything. Pete Hegseth has been through the mill since his nomination, says the texter. I thought it was inspiring. Another texter, the media should not leak anything that could hurt the U.S. It's interesting. I disagree, but I get why people think that. Iraq war was cheered by the media. War sells copy and clicks. It is true that ratings has been up on all cable news, all news, while this Iran-Israel conflict has flared up. The truth is, information in this moment is squishy. We don't know how effective it was. The fact that the White House is so insistent on going with the obliterated storyline, instead of saying, man, we did damage, we got them back to the table, we blunted an escalating conflict, we have great heroes out there. If that was it, that would be fine. Instead, you get a lecture from a Department of Defense head telling the media that they should kiss, kiss, kiss every move the government makes. Facts are important. Those damage assessments will change. We don't know, and we may never know. But this kind of desire from this White House is on brand. 3:43, I want to break. It's raining out there right now, which is bringing an increased attention on this issue of gaps in the radar throughout Minnesota. There are parts of our state that don't have good radar coverage. We have severe weather coming. There's a state senator who's a former TV meteorologist, still a meteorologist, who will join us in just a minute to talk about those gaps in the radar next on Drive Time.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.